creators of the podcast dungeon, you have come across another goddamn horror podcast with Graham Fay, Jonas Barnes, and Ryan Danley.
A proud member of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network.
Welcome, everybody, to another goddamn horror podcast. I'm one of your hosts. I am Ryan Danley, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I got 2 points to make to my co-host today. One, I am continuing to quit being a podcast co-host, and I am no longer a comedian. I am now just a ska-median. Ska-medy is my life. Jonas, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, you already posted it on Facebook, you fucking hack.
Well, not all of our listeners have Facebook, and yes, they deserve to know as well.
Yeah, exactly.
They do. They deserve to know. They deserve to know why I'm quitting the podcast. That's why.
And why Ryan's getting fired.
It's just going to be Graham now. Like, it's
just Graham.
Well, that's fine, because I'm about to alienate the entire fucking...
Well, I guess. So I want to say it's funny because when I sent out the
Scomedian, Jesus Christ, it's just dawning on me how bad that is as a comedian. That's more ska is fine. I'll warm up to the ska, but Jesus Christ, man.
I just can't believe it took me this long. That's what's actually like is surprising. Yeah,
Your brain actually made you not do that. Like, your brain was just like, don't do it. Like, you're better than this.
You fell asleep for a second.
I was driving.
He has,
I was
like comedy. One hard sneeze, and your brain was just like, "Now you can say it. We broke it."
I was driving down from my show in Seattle back to Portland last night, and it just came to me, man. Like, it was just like one of those epiphanies, man. Like, I'm no longer a comedian. I am a ska comedian. You know what I mean?
That is not a good vouch for the show that you were on. Okay.
Around Centralia, that's where it popped in. I think, you know what I mean?
Like, that's actually really funny. Around Centralia, because that's about the part, anybody that doesn't know the Pacific Northwest, that's the part of the drive from Seattle to Portland where your brain kind of does that thing where it's just like starting to trail off, because it's the really fucking boring part of the drive. And Centralia, by the way, if anybody doesn't know, it's got a gas station, and that's about fucking it, aside from a Walmart super center. There's like 8 car dealerships for no reason.
I mean, Centralia,
to drive away.
They have that big, like, far right sign, that felt big far right billboard.
Oh, yeah, they still have that. Huh?
It's not technically Centralia. That's Chehalis, the town. They're like the same town. And
it was like Nazi-ville. Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they have that big. Oh yeah, it's still. I'm actually to the point with that big sign. So Graham, it's this big, huge billboard on somebody's property, but it's like massive. It's like billboard size, and it has like a big Uncle Sam on it, and it always says some far right, like
a real wish.com Uncle Sam,
And I drive so much that I wish the guy would change it. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing it so obviously, like, and it's not even that good right now. It's usually things like he'll say like really fucked up things, I'm assuming it's a man. Maybe that makes me sexist, but
I've been around that sign for a lot of years. I'm pretty sure that's
dude.
I think that's a generationally racist sign,
right? And I'm also gonna say that me not thinking a woman did it is actually me thinking better of women
so much.
But it'll say things like, "Hey, did that kid who fell out of the tree stand trying to protect those trees and die have a building permit?" And just like random shit like that. Right now, it just says something about like how many Americans do you think Biden is going to leave in the Ukraine or something like that. I'm like, that doesn't even make that much sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's like not even that good. Like, and it's been up for a long time. And so I'm kind of to the point where it's like, bro, like I drive this a lot because I do. I work in Seattle a bit enough, but I feel like maybe it's time to change.
I want you guys to just understand how prolific this shitty billboard is. Mm-hmm. Okay, because as we were talking, I just Googled Washington racist billboard. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a chunk of Washington where that could be a very common thing. Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
First thing that came up was Uncle Sam billboard, and it has a Wikipedia page. Okay. It has a Wikipedia page.
Holy shit.
And it's not one of those Wikipedia pages where it's like two sentences where it's just like, yeah, there's an Uncle Sam billboard in Washington. Fuck no. There is multiple things, including description and history, messages, reception, and references. Okay. Hmm. This is a prolifically terrible person.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it is I-5,
yeah,
or the 5 if you're from California. But it is I-5. And so it is the Centralia is in the center of the state. So if you are going to Olympia, which is north of Centralia, about 90 miles, so the state capital, which is the ultra liberal, like Olympia, like makes Seattle look like fucking Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, I mean, like Olympia is like it's like a major city with, or it's a major town, I guess, but like with like, you know, like people playing bongos on the streets and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like a major thing. And I just kind of wish
it's been around since the 1960s. It says that's cool. A long fucking,
all
right,
this is all great. I don't give a fuck. I'm pissed.
We're ramping the hate up, Graham. We're ramping the hate.
This is like freezing me. This is like freezing me. Like,
listen,
I was amped up already.
So, okay, can I tell my second point?
Yeah,
is that when I was sending out the invite for this,
that was still the Scott Media?
No. What do I say? Yeah, that's still Scott Media. I was like, I named this Graham's Rant, but I initially wanted to call because the listeners don't know this, is Graham hit us up on our group chat, which that we are constantly in and constantly putting stuff in. And said that he was pissed. And then I, at all horror fans, and then I said, about what? And he's like, I don't want to say it. We can deal with it tomorrow. And Jonas said that we're getting a stern talking to. So I named this when I sent it out, Graham's Rant, but I decided that Grant's Rant is funnier, so I'm gonna change your name to Grant. Okay, you are now Grant.
Fine, whatever. It won't change my opinion.
It's so, another fucking thing to add to the list.
Yeah. So Grant,
here we go.
Okay, Grant. Let's.
Is this the list of? Is this your horror list of Jericho? Is this what this no. is, Graham?
Last night, I watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Okay.
Okay.
This movie has been completely trashed in every aspect, on almost every level that I have seen leading up to me watching it.
Yeah.
I was, when it was announced, I was stoked. The shit is my jam. Turn your childhood loves into fucking murderous monsters.
Me too, by the way.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
You fucking trashed this movie too.
Yes.
So don't get all. Meh.
No.
I didn't.
You haven't seen it.
No, I've seen it now.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I just saw it. And like, I liked it. I mean, I thought it was fine.
Okay.
I actually literally just had a conversation with somebody about it the other day, how I actually loved it. So I actually was just
talking. I fucking loved it.
Yeah, I think it's fucking great.
So it's 3% on fucking Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. I have not seen a good, actually, Brian, this will be a surprise for me because I have not seen a single good fucking
that.
No, this is gonna make it weirder. Anyway, so what the fuck? What were people? Hey, this goes back. The first thing I thought of was Ryan said something a long time ago that really stuck with me, and I think it's sort of the basis how we all sort of look at horror. But it's meeting horror where it's at. Mm-hmm. And that really rang with me a lot. And it's basically, I think, what we do. I just said it poorly. I was like accepting any kind of horror, like. Which isn't really the way. I really like the way.
I mean, you don't have to like everything, but like if you go into an A24 movie,
exactly,
thinking it's going to be like, it's like people shitting on Talk to Me. I'm like it's no. Like to me, like how can you shit on Talk to Me? Like Talk to Me is like
I haven't seen Talk to Me yet, but I know.
I just don't know what any. It's just a fucking horror movie. And it's like a straight up horror movie, and it's a good horror movie. And like, there could be things you don't like in it or something like that, but to be like, skip, I give this one a 2 out of 10, skip it and all this shit. I'm like, I don't know what you fucking people want. You know what I mean?
Real quick, Ryan.
Yeah.
I want to know what Graham is going to do to try to talk up this fucking movie. Like, yeah, I do want to know. Because
I'm going to just
real you quick. Like it, so we can go back to that. But now I'm curious about Graham, about what this rant is, because that movie.
If people don't know, Winnie the Pooh and the A.A. Milne characters were put in the public domain, I think, last year.
Right.
And so they put out this movie very quickly, low budget, UK. People used all of that against it for some reason. First of all, grab that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you're never made a movie. If you can fucking get that, like, do it. Just fucking do it. That's awesome.
Right.
So they made a movie. It's basically they're now feral animals because Christopher Robin grew up with them, and they're like hybrid animals that talk and stuff, and they hang out and everything. And Christopher Robin goes to college and then comes back with his wife to introduce his wife to them, and that's the premise. It was directed by Rice Waterfield and produced. I think he's a big producer of a lot of these types of movies we'll get into. I got really fucking excited because, like I said earlier, like taking things that children love and turning them into murderous things that shouldn't be. Like these are not supposed to be from the get-go, from conception. So that's awesome for me. 100 Acre Woods looked incredible. It was perfect all the way through. I thought it looked absolutely amazing. The fucking trailer park, shit around the treehouse they had built, everything looked amazing. The shots were great. They killed his wife fucking right away. By the way, spoilers all over this. I don't care. It's fucking Winnie the Pooh. And he just murders everybody. That's what you're going in for. You shouldn't be worried about this movie. You also shouldn't judge it for any of the reasons that people are judging it for.
Yeah, I think real quick. I think where you're like where people got off a little bit on it is that I don't know if they expected it to be as much of a like a horror, like an independent horror movie as it is. Like it's people in masks. It's not really like, and I like. And you and I specifically, in fairness, you and I specifically enjoy that level. I mean, I would say even you more than me. Like, you know what I mean? Like if maybe, you make something like if you do some like real art shit, like you do some like me and my homies, we're gonna like you're like I showed you. In our argument about AI once, I showed you like a doodle that I had done. You're like, that's fucking great, man. I'm like, bro, this is not great. But you know what I mean? You like that. You know what I mean? You like that genuine like breakdown. I love that. Like I love like in Nightmare on Elm Street 3, where you can see the needles bend on Freddy's glove when he stabs her in the arm. And I've seen it enough, like 1,000 times, to like that I enjoy that. Or like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when you can see like the little bit of chain coming out of the bottom of the. I enjoy that because it doesn't take me out of it. I just think it's fun, and I kind of like. Just leave it in. Like, I kind of like that editing. Like, I kind of like, this is just going to be fun. Just leave it in. So, like, I before you go forward, I want you to just remember that you and I enjoy, I don't want to say schlock, but, like, we can deal with, like...
You can appreciate it. You can appreciate what it is.
Yeah.
It's the shit that's not taking itself so seriously. You know what I mean? Like it's
I think it goes to the point where meeting horror where it's at. Right. I like
sure
because that takes effort too. Like that's not just like accepting horror however it is, which is what I always kind of said. Right. But it's meeting it, which means you have to do some work too.
Sure,
real quick. You're
going into a movie, do some fucking work. I don't care if it's just sit there and pay attention and you know think about the good things about it instead of like going in already. Like people just went into this being like, ha, trash, so dumb. And I'm like, right. No.
Real quick on this before, because I'm pretty much going to shut the fuck up after I say this and let you guys do your thing before I reshit on this movie.
Okay.
Because Velocipaster is one of my favorite shitty horror movies. Mm-hmm. And that movie literally has unfinished effects in it on purpose. So the things that you're talking about as far as like the effects and the budget and all that stuff, none of that has anything to do with why I am going to reshit on this movie. So, and also, by the way, I do need to throw it out there that I did publicly defend the creation of this movie on Twitter to like some pretty heavy hitter, like reviewers and stuff, basically telling them this thing, like, you can not like this movie, but don't tell people that it shouldn't be made, shouldn't exist, that type of stuff. That by no means is what I think about it. But yeah, like I said, appreciating a shitty horror movie, I'm fully in that camp. I love shitty, schlocky, campy, low budget
stuff. And I think we all do. Absolutely. I think this one hit me harder because of the sheer amount of focused hatred on it.
It got absolutely just diarrheaed on.
It got demolished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said,
the entire premise is characters that aren't supposed to be. Like, they're not supposed, they're hybrid animal humans, man, pear, pig. Like, it's like, that's cool as shit. And it's just about them killing them. And it's because you know the characters. If it was anything, if they were just like, wow, this, which they do a lot, they just make up a character and slice it up with another animal and make that the monster. But this is, it hits so much better and different because 100 Acre Woods has a history and like all this shit. And they brought that hit. They brought it right up to speed at the very beginning with that fucking cool ass drawing shit that they did. The opening when they explained Eeyore being eaten by them and then them going fucking insane because of the act of doing that to their friend is pretty fucking awesome and heavy.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was great. And the kills were fucking dope. When they ran that woman over her head with the car, that shit was cool as hell. Jonas didn't like it. I fucking loved it. The way they like revved it, the way it was shot sideways or like from in front and behind, the way like Piglet held the fucking sledgehammer down when she was already couldn't really move, but like held her with the sledgehammer. I was like, is he gonna also? It was very good. There's a lot of kills that I thought were great because they weren't done like the wood chipper. He doesn't just stick her in the wood chipper. He, for no reason, rips off her top and then bashes her head in on the edge of the wood chipper and then feeds her. Like, it's great. It's just random and fun and like not straight up kills. Anyway.
So this kind of gets into this thing with me. Jonas, would you say that you have a tendency towards liking things or disliking things just in general?
In general? Like, are we talking about art or just stuff?
Let's go art.
Art I tend to like more than I dislike, like significantly. I give a lot of passes to a lot of shitty things just because I appreciate the fact that they were made. And I actually tend to like legitimately like things a lot more than I dislike them.
Graham?
Oh, I think it's pretty obvious. I like almost everything.
Right. Yeah. See, like, I'm like really funny because like I can really enjoy, and I just think that this is worth talking about with this because it is kind of about, a lot of this is about like just the kind of culture on, and I'm not even talking about Jonas. Like, Jonas has a lot of time not like things because he also likes a lot of great stuff. It's funny because I actually don't like Velocipaster that much because I think they tried too hard to make it schlock. Like it felt like it was like, I like movies that sort of end up schlocky more than I like movies that are like, we're going to come out and make this like, you know what I mean? But I like Velocipaster.
I've watched it twice.
I mean, like, you know what I mean? So I
guess for the record about Velocipaster, the reason that it is as schlocky as it is because they literally ran out of money in the middle of the making of it. So they were like, all right, well, fuck it. This is what we're doing because it's either that or we're not making the movie. So it literally was like okay, are we going to make the movie or not? And then they did, and then that's why they did some of the shit that they did to, you know, save money. But yes.
But it is funny because like there is a culture And Jonas is not part of this culture. This might be like an exception, not even an exception, but just like, because there's movies I don't like, you know what I mean? And
there's definitely, and I'm not absolutely right. not coming down on either of you.
Right. You know, and is right. But like, I just think it's funny that I can fully watch Winnie the Pooh or Basket Case or Brain Damage, and I can watch those and enjoy those at like such an amazing level. And I can also like laugh my ass off in a ghost story when she eats the pie for 20 minutes. Like I just exactly. Like everybody hated it. Everybody's like, why is she eating the pie? I'm watching the pie and I'm like, this is fucking amazing. Like she's still eating the pie. You know what I mean? Like I love it. Like as a like a fan of art, like fuck yeah, eat that pie, keep eating it. Like I wish you just ate it the rest of the movie. You know what I mean? Like
I think
fuck it.
Some of that I think my theory on that is people that create, that write stories and make stuff, look at those types of scenes differently. Like you're sure. gonna like I look at stuff like that and I'm like, the decisions that went into doing this 20 minute pie eating thing. Are there's levels there that I'm gonna now try to think about that as well. Like,
I know,
it makes it more interesting.
Sure, and I mean that's honestly was my thing about Speak No Evil. You know what I mean? Like the intentionality of what a drag that movie is. Like, I mean, like you couldn't just sit down and write a movie that much of a drag. Like, you have to like go. No. You have to go through like page by page. You know, like minute by minute of things and be like, you know what? I think this is a little happy. You know what I mean? Like they
it was
don't
too see, good. I think like, that's
right.
Right. This is, didn't make this
it was
sadder,
too good.
Like and the writing, you know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah. So whenever like you're intentionally like doing something like that, and I'm great with things ending up schlocky and stuff like that, but like you have to like go into it, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like I think like Winnie the Pooh had a whole lot of I don't give a fuck, we're just gonna make this fucking movie, and I love that. You know what I mean? So I agree, but I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not. I'm not as mad at you about it.
Who, Jonas?
No, I'm not as mad. I'm not as
mad as.
I'm not as mad about it. I'm
about the reaction.
People,
I understand. And
people hate
most of the time.
Way better movies.
I fully agree, but this one, first of all, seemed like it should have caught the smarter horror fans. On a different level to me. This seemed too much fun. Like Pooh controlled bees.
Right.
Like that fucking was awesome. He poured honey on a woman's face so that Piglet would eat it. Like this is cool.
So, people,
all right. So I got
I want to say that I agree with you for being angry at the horror community about this. By the way, I do agree with you 100% on that. Because the horror community did unfairly shit on this movie for reasons that I personally don't believe it should have been shit on. And I'll shit on them for the legitimate reasons here in a bit. But like I'm generally in the same camp as you, though.
Okay. Well, here's some of the dumb Reddit quotes. Great example of just because you can doesn't mean you should. That's some status quo bullshit.
Right.
Just because you can't is why you should. Like, you should always do against what you fucking... That's some bullshit. I hate that attitude.
I'll bring this up again. Skinamarink or whatever the fuck it's called. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I wasn't for me. I still fucking love that somebody was like, I got this idea. Like, it is going to be as vague and as fucking as, like, and really nothing. It's going to be like a child's fever dream, sort of. And, like,
yeah,
2 hours
that's the
of
best way to describe
like,
it.
Like 2 hours of this. And I'm going to get people to give me money to make this. Fuck yes. Do that. I don't have to like it. You know what I mean? Like, I hate Rush.
Exactly.
The band Rush, terrible. Like, I can't stand the sound of them. But you know what? Like, if the fact that Neil Peart never played drums and that, like, you know what I mean? What a waste. You know what I mean? They don't have to make shit for me. You know what I mean? Like, they can just, I just appreciate, like, when things, and I think that, like, I think that's my biggest take with all this is, like, there's some shitty things out there. There are people who are faking.
And I will tell you, and I will tell you that, and I can get down to, like, I think Rob Zombie fakes it. I think his movies are vapid, and like, I don't think that they're good at anything. They have some cool looking graphics in them sometimes, and they have a cool thing, but like, I liked House of a Thousand Corpses, and we've talked about Rob Zombie to death, but this is when the moment for me was in the middle or at the end of Devil's Rejects. I was watching it with somebody, and I realized there was no part except for him showing up with the face on his face that had any, there was no movie. Like there was no significant things. And I was like, you know what? He's just painting the fucking walls white. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know what I mean? And I just didn't, there was no, like, you can make a fucking great movie that just like, you know, and like I said, I don't need everything to be for me, but like, there is good difference between like something that's like pretty fucking lame and fucking like, you know what I mean? Like, you could have made Devil's Rejects 1,000 different ways and like, and actually had some like story. Cause I mean, the premise is, I mean, like, as old as time, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know. So, but yeah. So let's hear some more Reddit clips.
I don't know. Like, what did they expect? Like, out of Winnie the Pooh turning slasher, like fucking Winnie the Pooh Suspiria, or like the Lighthouse with Pooh. Like, this is where we're going.
If you don't think that Winnie the Pooh, after going feral, is jerking off and farting with his friends, you're out of your mind. All right.
Yeah, good point. This movie took itself way too seriously. Yeah, sure. The movie with the hybrid abominations murdering people in ridiculously human style kills, which is fucking rad. Like, they drove cars and got in pools, swings, like they chained people. It was amazing. The acting sucked. Just leave horror. Like in almost every case, when you say the acting wasn't good in horror, you're proving to me that you're not down. Edgelord poser horror. If you think turning children's characters into murderous psychopaths is edgy, or even trying to be edgy, boy, I have some shit for you. Because like, that shit is not edgy, and nobody was really trying. It's
I would say that movie isn't poser at all. You can dislike it, but like, I'm even a poser hunter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm even like a.
Yeah, you are.
I smell poser. You know what I mean? Like,
it's way more violent than MILF Hunter.
It's way more. Way.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh wasn't a poser. That dude that said that.
Yeah, like it's
flat
like,
out poser.
You're a poser. Like, if you think that movie's poser, like I said, you can dislike it. There's reasons to, like, you don't have to like anything, but it's like that this is trash culture that like I won't even say that about fucking Devil's Rejects. I'm not going to say that it's trash and that it like shouldn't have been made. I just think that Rob Zombie has zero substance to him, you know what I mean? And I think that, you know,
agreed.
I think agreed. Musically, creatively, humanly,
no.
Anybody who calls the cops in a skate park is like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's a husk.
You've lost any will or not, but like any desire to see anything you do once you do stuff like that. Yeah, like that's like, I there's a lot of directors like, and stuff that I just like, I don't give a fuck about Rosemary's Baby. I know that's like a disaster, you know, or blasphemous or whatever, but like, fuck that movie. And I don't care if it's good. I saw it when I was younger. I think I thought it was boring. If I watched it today, I'd probably love it, but I don't fucking care.
Right.
And I don't need to see it, and I'm not gonna. Like, there's reasons. It's probably fine. I don't
know. You know what should happen? I like this. You know what should happen to him? His wife should be chopped up by a hippie gang. That's the most embarrassing thing about the Manson. In reality, Charles Manson was not really a hippie. They just called him a hippie because they had no better term for people with long hair. But he was actually more of like an alt-right psychopath. Like, he was trying
he probably smelled like a hippie. He has that like look, like he smelled like hippies smelled.
Right, but his belief system was straight up alt-right. You know what I mean? Like they were killing white people to start a race war. You know that, and then he could lead the black people. That was his big thinking, which is, you know, pretty sure that's what black people love to hear. But yeah, like, I mean, as far as what's his name, Mr. I date 14-year-olds,
Polanski.
Oh, you said date. That's not what it is. But
There's a lot of thank you for the correction. There's a lot of 14-year-old daters in that era of man. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, David Bowie. Nobody wants to talk about it because everybody loves David Bowie. Yeah,
Bowie was a prolific teenage dater.
Bowie dated the same 14-year-old that Jimmy Page dated and had her locked in a shed on his apartment. You know what I mean? Like, this was the time before like cancel culture. You know what I mean? Before
you could get away with that stuff. Honestly, it's why I don't listen to Bowie.
Right.
I listened to Bowie for a long time. I found out that shit. I was like, I don't need it anymore.
You know, the thought police showed up and be like, bro, you can't date a 14-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Fucking PC mob. You know, like, what's next? Yeah,
nobody showed up. I found out. Now I'm grossed out. So bye. Back to fucking Reddit. Willy's Willy's Wonderland and the Banana Splits movie were so much better. No, they weren't. They fucking weren't. The Banana Splits movie was funny. Like, funny.
It's okay.
It was what this wanted to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And Willy's Wonderland was good because Nick Cage.
Yeah.
And that is
it. Well, obviously.
Right.
Who the fuck else were you going to put in that part and be like, we're not going to have you say a fucking word through the whole movie, so it's just going to be because you're you. Aside from what fucking Willem Dafoe, like, what are you going to fucking do?
Right, like, exactly. I mean, I guess Malkovich, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, we're really, really, really fortunate that Nick Cage fucked around fucked around with his money. You know what I mean? Because because now he just takes whatever.
Thanks for buying that fucking island, Nick.
like, didn't he buy like a cougar or some shit? You know, like a tiger or some shit. You know, a
dinosaur.
Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? Like,
he owns part of Jurassic Park, the real one.
But we're real lucky because we've ended up with Mandy. And we've ended up with The Color of Night, and we've ended up with, because he's just taken
Space.
Color of Space, which is actually
Mom and
like
Dad was rad.
Mom and Dad was rad, and of course
I really like the Prisoners of Ghostland too.
Yeah, I mean
Drive Angry fucking ruled.
Everything he's done since then has gotten back to like Nick Cage proper, which is what we all liked about him to begin with, right? It's like a human cartoon character. You know what I mean? Like when you see like Raising Arizona, like he's fucking like the most animated fucking weird ass fucking human being alive in that movie. You know what I mean? Like
and amazing. Like amazing. You're drawn to that. Like that character is incredible. He was the shit with like fucking the Lynch movie he did. What was it called? Where he just sat in jail and smoked two Marlboros at a time. Fuck.
I don't know what that is.
Nobody?
No, I got nothing on that one.
It was David Lynch, I think.
Are you sure?
I don't think it was a Lynch movie.
I'm pretty... All right, well, maybe not. Anyway, yeah, no, that's fucking...
I do like that he now has paid off whatever fucking blood oath he had to pay off for all those fucking tax payments, and now it's like
he bought some weird like satanic shit too.
He must have, because like now he's like, now I'm gonna do Pig. Like, oh, you're Pig talking fucking rules. Like,
are you talking Pig, about Wild? That's are, you right. Are you talking about Wild at Heart?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right. He does smoke too in there. I forgot that's part of that movie. Yeah.
Now he's doing shit for fun. Oh, by the way, I just watched his one of his newest movies called The Retirement Plan, And it's literally Nicolas Cage being old man John Wick on a fucking beach in Mexico. It's amazing. Like, it's so good.
This John Wick genre of movie, I am so for. Yeah, like, beautiful. I am like nobody came out,
Sisu,
Sisu, like, Sisu, nobody, and John Wick could all hang out together and probably kill a nation. You know what I mean? If they had each other's backs, like, they could kill an entire nation. Like, I'm pretty sure they could, like, march town to town and just knock them all dead. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like the Expendables or whatever those fucking movies are. I haven't watched them, but have you guys watched those movies?
Yeah, I'm sad to say that I have.
I watched the first two, and then I was done after that.
I just, like, you tapped out at the right time, actually.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I I'm a little bummed that Jet Li is in them. I don't know. That bums me out. And Jason Statham.
Yeah. All right. Keep going with the Reddit things. Because I really like these Reddit hot takes because they're awful. Here's one that
kind of threw me. I love this movie. 2.5 stars. Fuck yourself. That's 11 Danzigs. Easy.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. 2.5 stars. I love this movie. You give it 2.5 stars. Like, what the fuck? Fuck you. You're trash at rating. 11 Danzigs. Yeah. They didn't use enough characters from the books. First of all, they used enough for this movie, because guess what? We're getting more. They fucking mentioned Owl and Rabbit. I thought I heard somebody say Roo at some point, but it might have been Pooh.
It was just because they hadn't fallen into public domain yet. That's the only reason.
Exactly. Tigger is in January of next year. Apparently a big part of the sequel, which is already in post-production. Here's the masks and costumes and, you know, what they looked like are trash. The fuck you know about hybrid animals? Like, and humans, like Mr. Scientist. Like, that shit looked fucking cool. Like, what do you know? Like, you don't know anything about what it's going to look like when that shit happens.
It's probably some ass clown. So don't pretend. Like, I used to play Altered Beast when I was a kid, so I know what they fucking do.
They were like, they couldn't really use, and they were like, oh, it didn't even look like them. And people were like, well, they couldn't use the actual, like, the way they looked and stuff because Disney still owns those rights. I'm like, they kind of did. Looks like fucking Pooh Bear all mashed up, like, and feral. And Piglet just looks like a feral pig. That's fine. That's all they were. The drawings weren't fucking, like, he had a red shirt and honey. That was it.
Pooh was also very rad. Pooh was notedly a boy, and you don't see Pooh's dick ever in any of those drawings. He's walking around with no fucking pants. He is just shirt cocking it the whole time, and there's no Pooh dick hanging out. So if you're gonna shit on the drawings compared to the movie, like, I'm sorry, you don't have a leg to stand on,
right?
Because you don't get to see Pooh's third leg. All right, so, like,
here's how you can tell if they're good enough. If you didn't know what the movie was about and Winnie the Pooh walked out and you said to somebody who had no idea what we were watching, who is that? What would they say? They'd say that's Winnie the Pooh.
Probably Winnie the Pooh. Yeah.
They would be like, that's Winnie. It's Winnie the Pooh. Yes, it's like it's a horror universe version of Winnie the Pooh. What the fuck do people want? You know what I mean? And like,
also,
and just covered in honey the whole time. Yeah. It's such a good ass.
And I do need to mention this to whoever the fuck Chud Fan 69 is on fucking Reddit or whatever.
They were all Chud 68 through.
Of course they were. The masks that they used in that movie are from Immortal Masks, which is a fucking dope company. And also, those masks are like $900 a piece. Like, those are not cheap. Those are not like some fucking spirit Halloween mask or anything like that people are throwing out there and shit. Yeah. Like, those things are expensive. They're well made. They're also custom made. And, like, these are not cheap fucking props, which, again, I'll get to later. But those masks specifically, fuck you for saying those are cheap, shitty masks. Like, those are actually super high quality.
Right.
So, in my closing statements, honestly, what else?
I'm just waiting until the prosecution rests here.
Like, we're getting Pootoo. We're getting Peter Pan, Neverland Nightmares. We've got the Grinch, and we're getting Bambi the Reckoning. Like, right. This all fucking sounds great. And I'm so stoked for like the Three Blind Mice. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be amazing.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, by the way. Little Lamb actually just came out on DVD. Just throwing it out there. That's also a horror movie.
It's called based Lamb. Off,
no, it's literally called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I'm kidding. I know.
Yeah.
I want more of these movies.
I wish and
concepts
you had,
to go to A24.
I wish A24, that you, and I wish that you hadn't told me about this mask company because I'm looking through them right now.
Yeah, and you're broke now.
Yeah, like,
you've lost all your money immediately.
Yeah, it's like because like when you're like, oh, here's one that's like there's one called Bigfoot Flesh, which is like a Bigfoot face with no hair on it, which I fucking really dig. I don't know. Like, they're really amazing. And yes, they are all like $600. Which then I start going like, I am like the poorest dude on the planet right now. Join our Patreon, please. But like, I am like the poorest guy on the planet right now, but I am like now getting like thoughts and you know what I mean? Like, and they're all crimes.
Dude, they have a Beetlejuice Predator hybrid mask on there that's called, I can't even remember what the fuck it's called, but it's called Bio Exorcist Variant, and it's got like a fucking predator mouth with like a Beetlejuice head, and I saw that and I was like, I'm gonna pay my fucking rent this month. What's up? Like, straight up, I'm buy that shit right now. Yeah, fucking ridiculous.
So this kind of movie should be pushed by the horror community more than anything, because mm-hmm. then we will get all these types of cash ins and whatever. But then we move on to the fucking Pooh in Suspiria shit and stuff, right. You know, like Vivarium with the Three Blind Mice, like that kind of, we're going to get all that eventually. We need to get through this. And this was a fucking dope start. I absolutely love this movie top to bottom.
Okay. All right.
Why'd you hate it?
So first off, everything that you said, actually, I'm pretty much right on board with. Honestly, everything that you just ranted about, everything that you put the horror community on blast for, I will admit, I agree with you. The shitting on it that it got was pretty much unfair. Okay. The reasons that most people shit on it was pretty much unfair. I was stoked for the movie when I saw the initial like poster. I was stoked for the movie.
Announcement had me stoked. Yeah,
dude, I was fucking into it. And I have all the respect in the world for the filmmakers, and I will tell people until my face turns blue that you should support the movie. Because just the idea that they made it and just the idea that they want to keep making them is something to support, because like kind of what you said, it opens the door for, you know, better stuff to come through, et cetera, et cetera. I have a few issues that to me were the main things that took it down. The first one is that it's fucking lazy. And I'll tell you why I say that. The kills themselves, like you said, with the fucking the car kill, I hate that kill to death, but only because of the way that it was done. The idea of the kill, I think, is great. The concept of the kill, I think, is fantastic. The actual way that they did it, I thought was horrible.
Like the squishing of her head?
The squishing of her head would have been awesome if it looked even...
Is that the part you mean?
Yeah. Like, that part of it was dog shit. The payoff was dog shit compared to the buildup. And so, like, the lazy parts of it that I didn't like were that. I didn't like the lazy parts of it being that the storyline was non-existent. It was the storyline in the very beginning. Yeah, agreed. It was that part of it, I was like, okay. And then also that it was lazy enough that it felt like a pure cash-in. Meaning that, like, we're going to make a Winnie the Pooh horror movie. We're going to make a fuckload of money off of it because it's a Winnie the Pooh horror movie. So we don't really have to try. And that's what it came across as when I watched it. Not because it was schlocky, not because it was low budget, because to be honest with you, with the budget that they had, what they did was pretty fucking impressive. Because they did it like Yeah, they did it like 8 days. And I think the budget for it was honestly less than $100,000. It was like $50,000 or something like that. So and that part of it.
For real, when night comes down on the like little enclosure with like the trailers and stuff, and there's like three trailers and his treehouse that's gotten bigger. Christopher Robin said that shit looked so cool. And so, like, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. And like, also, there are some cool camera shots. Some of like the lighting and stuff was cool. The 100 Acre Woods looked great. The trailer park looked great. The rest of it, I did not like at all. Any of the lighting, I didn't like the way the house looked. That fucking hot tub scene is a crime. Okay, that hot tub scene is one of the worst fucking scenes that I've ever seen in a horror movie, and it's not because of the fact of the lighting or anything. It's because if you're going to have a character that's dumb, that's fine. If you're going to have a character that's that fucking dumb and her death is just a choke, go fuck yourself. That was one of the worst payoffs for one of the stupidest characters I have ever seen in a horror movie. So that pissed me off. That went along with the laziness stuff. I'm like, okay, you very clearly made this person, for lack of a better term, borderline retarded, because they saw a giant humanoid fucking Winnie the Pooh in a reflection, turned around, went and then turned back around and had continued their fucking hot tub. They were just like, all right, cool. And they heard it again. They were like, and they did it again. It was just like that type of shit was very lazy, and it felt like it drew the scene out so they could fill time. Okay. I didn't like that part.
Yeah.
And I also don't feel like this movie was made by somebody that gave even a little bit of a fuck about the IP at all. Like, meaning that this is not a filmmaker that wants to make a Winnie the Pooh horror movie and have it be a Winnie the Pooh horror movie. It's somebody who wants to make a Winnie the Pooh horror movie and just make as much money as possible off of a Winnie the Pooh horror movie, which is why this person also gobbles up the other IPs when they go into public domain and is going to churn out the rest of these movies. Now, I think it's actually great that he's doing that, because it is going to open the door for other stuff, etc. It's going to do those things. But the actual product that he is putting out, I think, is fucking garbage. So it's kind of it's a double-edged sword. On one side of it, I absolutely support it, and I think he should make more of these things, and I will never tell him that he should not make more of these things. I think he should make fucking every single IP that comes into public domain possible. Make your shitty fucking children's story horror movie and fucking do it. Keep doing it. Keep making your money. Do your thing. The company and the director is a notoriously, notoriously schlocky, low budget, shitty director. Like, he's, and I say shitty in a loving way. I don't mean like, you know, there's like your Dustin Ferguson's in the US. You have like your fucking all the people that make the million Amityville movies. Same thing in the US. They churn them out, they pump them out. I have Amityville in Space and Amityville in the Hood in my fucking Blu-ray collection. All right, I'm not looking for highbrow fucking IPs here. But if you're going to be somebody that's going to make something out of this, then I feel like you should at least give a fuck about it. And nothing about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey at all looks like he gives a fuck in any way, shape, or form. Because the person that actually made the 100 Acre Woods is not him. That's their cinematographer and that's their set designer. That person seems like they give a fuck about it, because all that shit looked cool. And also, like, that cartoon at the beginning of it, fucking fantastic. Okay. Tigger looks awesome. Like, Tigger looks fucking great. Just the still photos that I've seen.
I haven't seen any images yet.
Dude, yeah. Tigger looks fucking great. And honestly, the fact that they're making the second one with more money, that's going to really tell me whether this dude actually gives a fuck about the property or not. Because if he's getting a lot more money to make this one, so he has a lot more to play around with, which is great. I don't care if he filmed it in 48 hours or if he did it in a month. I don't care. But if it seems like he actually gave a fuck in the sequel at all, then that part of it, that's going to put me over the edge and make me be like, all right, cool. Then the first one, I get it. The first one's basically a proof of concept, which is awesome. But if that second one just feels like a shinier, more polished, fucking lazy movie, then fuck that guy. then he's Rob Zombie to me.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see.
To your point, or points, I'm not sure which one, but to one of them, the lazy. Sure, it could be looked at as lazy. It could also be looked at, I thought it was 10-day production. You said eight, so it's eight day, somewhere a little over a week, right. Maybe, you know. So a lot, like, what are you going to do? Like, you got that concept. It's public domain. You're gonna rush it. Like, that's sort of the nature. You want to be sure. The first one. And I appreciate that a lot. Like, if you can be the first one to do something at this level, too. Say it's like when you say he doesn't care about the IP too, like he doesn't give a fuck about the characters. Maybe, but I did. I fucking grew up and loved Winnie the Pooh. It means a lot to me. Winnie the Pooh and Snoopy are like my toddler, like from up. Like that's my shit. And those two things mean a lot to me. And Winnie the Pooh, not as much as Snoopy, but just as almost. Anyway, I fucking care about the IP. I don't give a fuck if Winnie the Pooh like is gonna like be elevated in any way. You know, sure, I don't want an elevated Winnie the Pooh. I want bullshit. I want British buxom beauties to get there. That one, the first kill was his wife. The second one was British Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. 1,000%.
It was 100% British Lindsay. And when I said that, and then he ripped off her top. I was like, well, yeah, no, she's 100%.
Ripping off, and also like the ripping off her top thing before like doing the kill, that was actually hilarious in a very like 80s horror way. And there were a lot of people
100%.
There were a lot of people shitting on those things about the kills, which that I didn't care about. And it's not just because I like titties. It's not that. It literally is because, like, if you're going to do a thing like that and do, like, an 80s throwback where it's, like, you know, fucking ripping the top off or having somebody walking around in really short shorts for no fucking reason. Like, you know, those certain 80s tropes, like, I get those and those are fine. My issues with the kills, however... And this is part budget, part of a budgetary thing, but also just that it just glaringly looked awful was the blood on every single kill was horrible. And it was because it was.
That's fair. I never care about that.
Yeah.
Oh, the spurting blood and stuff.
That's what I mean. It was like there was
like
not,
There
was not one practical effect in that whole fucking movie with the kills as far as the blood goes. There was not one bit of practical blood in that whole fucking movie. That was all like fucking bargain basement Veronica level CGI. Like it was not fucking good at all.
But you know what? Like the blood caked on like the honey pots in the beginning.
That part
and, like,
looked cool.
And the empty out like honey, like glasses of honey. Shit was
that shit
so
looked
good.
Cool.
Anyway,
and also that fucking honey kill, the honey kill with Piglet. Hold on. That honey kill with Piglet, by the way, conceptually, one of the coolest fucking kills in the whole movie. Execution, one of the laziest fucking executions I've ever seen. Like it was done basically off screen. And that's the other problem that I had with it is if you're going to make a Winnie the Pooh blood and honey movie and you're supposed to have them be these like backwoods psychopaths that have gone feral because they had to eat Eeyore, which is like a fucking beautifully dark story. If you're going to have that be what these things turned into, give a fuck about the kills. Like at least that, like I can forgive this movie having no story. I can forgive this movie having some janky lighting. I can forgive all those other things, shitty acting, whatever. But if you're going to care about anything, care about the fucking kills. And 90% of them were done off screen. And that to me is lazy. And like, that's cost cutting, which I understand, but you can cost cut other places. You don't have to cost cut for that.
That's true. But also I thought the kills were set up really well. I really love the pool one too. When he catches her in the face, like it sounds and looks really cool. And I don't know. I was happy with all of them. None of them blew me away, but the setups to all of them, I remember very well. Like they were really well, like
very good concepts, very good setups. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I fucking loved it. I think the only thing that really dragged me from a making a movie part. Like, there were a few scenes where it's like tense and like they're begging for their lives, and it seems like they do, like they just play that loop twice.
Right. Like, that literally did happen a couple of times, actually. A
scene of tension where it's like, oh no, why? And then, yeah. And then it's like, oh no. And they say the same thing again.
They literally recycled. Like
they just moved a little bit closer.
No, they actually did recycle footage a couple of times. And the dude was very open about that. And listen, again, I agree and understand and respect everything that they had to go through to make a movie in that short of amount of time with that little money. And that's why I'm saying with the second one, where they had more time and they had more money, and I know they still filmed it in a short amount of time, which is fine. But the fact that they had more money to work with on the second one, if the second one still feels as lazy as this first one, then he's just a bad filmmaker, which is fine. Like, be a bad filmmaker, I don't care. But
I think maybe maybe they didn't have anybody good on set to do practical effects, and maybe with the new money, that's the first place they go. Hopefully,
CGI is cheaper. It's cheaper at this point. That's the reason people do CGI blood, is because it's cheaper than doing practical effects.
And so hopefully, and with more money, he goes the other way. But I'm stoked for Taylor. I'm stoked for the whole thing. And you know, honestly, the horror community really let me down when they trashed on this like they did. It doesn't
unfairly shit.
You don't have to like it, but there is so much good in it, and just in the zeitgeist now because of it, I think it's just better.
It's got really good bones. Like, that's what it is. It's like, it's got a it's got a fucking great skeleton. It's got real good bones to build on. And I do agree with you that the horror community did kind of let you down, because like the amount of vitriol that this movie got specifically was definitely over the top. Like, it was,
and it's because way it's like that thing much. It's that thing when people trash on Scream and Halloween and all those franchise movies, those IPs that everybody recognizes, everybody comes out with an opinion and watches it, you know, because it's streaming or whatever. It's the only thing in theaters, blah, blah. So everybody sees that shit and everybody's got a bad opinion. But Winnie the Pooh, it's kind of suffered the same thing because everybody knows Winnie the Pooh. But fuck, yeah, I'm stoked that he's just a murderous monster. And did he speak?
No, he didn't speak.
He didn't speak.
No.
I thought, like, when he was getting crushed at one point, I thought he said something. I'm going to go back and watch it with subtitles. I think he said, oh, bother, but
I'll rewatch. I mean, if he said, oh, bother, and that was the only line he said in the whole movie, then I'll fucking give him credit where credit's due on that. Because that's
what happened.
Honestly. If you're going to have that be the only line, that's pretty fucking great, actually. I just don't remember him actually saying a line.
The last thing I'm going to point out, because I'm more interested in like the bigger problem with just than this particular movie. Like,
that's
like,
sort of why
the bigger problem. And it's something I've really realized, like interviewing like all the people we have, the Jennifer Readers of the world and everything, is it really matters if you're out there like shitting on stuff online. Like, it matters, you know what I mean? And like, it hurts just like, listen, like, having a discussion like we had today of like an honest critique of what you thought of the movie, that's fine. Nobody's saying like everything, and like you just have to like drop to your knees.
And honestly, it's more a critique.
It's more critique on
the community.
Right, like you don't have to drop to your knees every time a fucking horror movie comes out. But like also like when you just like when you go and like Perpetrator has like three skulls on Shudder, and you're like. And then you read it and it's like woke trash and like, oh, like feminist garbage and like all this crap. And you're like, you know, that shit matters. And that's like the money people like for horror in general. You know what I mean? Like, no. And like, yeah, sure. Artists can maybe deal with it. Like, you know, although all of them don't like it. It actually like bums them out. But money people don't want to put their money into something that, and then they go through and like, even if like, 40% of them are just like, this shit sucks. And it's like, I know that's not like your problem or anything, but like, but if you think that doesn't affect, like, if you are a fan of horror, remember that like words have power.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason why, like countries have to, like, ensure that freedom of speech is, you know what I mean? Like, there's, and I'm not, that's not like to be like pro-American or anything like that. I'm just saying that, like, there's reasons why, like, free press is important and things like that, is because you're worried, because people try to shut it down, and I'm, because of that. And, like, nobody's telling you to shut it down, but just remember how the things you say affect people and how it can affect. Or as
it'll get shut down.
I mean, it does all the time. Like, the reason that there's not more money in it is because people put shit out, and then the money people go, oh, I gave a chunk of money to a perpetrator or a fucking blah 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 or blah blah blah, and then they go and they look and they're like, oh, why does this have this? And like, you know what I mean? And it's hard enough for those people to try to get money for projects. It's hard enough. So, like, if you like horror, just remember, like the money people aren't seeing, like, oh, this is just woke garbage. They're seeing it as a, like, an individual entity, like, as a, like, I should put money into this or I should put money into that. You know what I mean? I could put money into a condo, or I can put into a condo building to gentrify a neighborhood, or I can put it into a movie. You know, I mean, that's really like these people are just, the investment tier of capitalism is like the worst thing in the world. Like the folks who just sell money, you know what I mean? Like, that is like really like one of the, it's like really like the holds a lot. People hate CEOs because it's an easy thing to hate, but it's usually the investors that like are like, I don't give a fuck if I don't get my 5% on this, I'm fucking pulling my cash out. I mean, it literally just happened to one of the last companies I worked for. They called the loan because like nobody was getting enough money, you know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, oh, I can't get my fucking 4% of it, well, fuck you, here's a few hundred people out of a job, you know what I mean? And it's like, and
investors don't give a fuck about your job.
They don't give a fuck about your job, and they don't give a, and then so like all of a sudden they see like a bunch of people shitting on a movie, and when you get three skulls on Shudder, there's probably people, I don't give a fuck to that, because I know fucking that people abuse this power, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take too many Yelp reviews to realize that people really enjoy being hypercritical of small businesses, you know what I mean? And like just remember,
they really want people to hear what they have to say,
right? Yeah. And like, and yeah, I mean, and which is hilarious coming from us, who like, I'm a fucking opinionated as fuck. And like, I have a podcast, I'm a stand-up,
the hour-long episode that we're doing right now.
Telling people, it was supposed to be like 15 minutes of me talking. Just yelling.
No, this was right. Fine. But this, no, good, but conversation,
right? But I feel like I just want people to like use your word smart, you know what I mean? And like, you can critique movies, like I critique movies, you know what I mean? Like, I like things for, yeah, I like a lot of things, you know what I mean? And like, but I also don't like some things. There are movies that, you know, that I can't think of one off the top of my head that I didn't love. I can think of a few. But it's okay, like, to not like things. But this, like, sort of like this, like, internet era of like worst movie ever, of like just imitating the comic book nerd from this, it's just not great. Like, it's just not like
also like calling for boycotts and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here,
right? Like, a boycotting is like kind of a joke at this point, right? Like we have some thing in our head where it worked like once in the 60s, and it's like,
right,
like it just like boycotting, like the companies have insulated themselves from,
they're not,
like,
getting my $5.
Yeah, like okay. you I worked in grocery stores for a long time, and the people who are like, well, I'm just never coming here again, and I'm like, I'm of course nice because, you know, like, I'm conditioned to do that, but in my head I'm like, I want you to come here because I wanted this to be a good place, and I do try to do a good job, but I kind of don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you can't threaten me with that because, like, it's not going to really, you know what I mean? Like
I had a customer at a job one time say that they were never going to use our product again, and I said, thank God. And I said that over an open phone line, It took me a while to get fired after that, but it was definitely the start and the writing on the wall. But like, that was the point in my customer service career where I broke, because this person was just like, well, I'm never using your product again. And sure enough, like, just the filter went away. And I said, thank God. Yeah. And they were like, excuse me. I said, you've never made me happier. And they were so pissed off, and it filled me with so much joy, because it was like, you entitled cunt. Like, I don't care. Like, you're that somebody who's being an asshole to a fucking faceless person on the phone line because of your washing machine or whatever the fuck. Like, fuck off. Like, it was one of those points where, like, the customer's always right thing just left, because when the customer was being an asshole, it's like, well, okay, fine, you're not right at this point. Like, now you're a dick. And that's unfortunately where it comes sometimes. Like, sometimes you have to be nice to people sometimes, just because, yeah, they're the person that's standing in between you and your paycheck. That's unfortunate, because that's the way capitalism is. Like, sometimes you do have to do that. But again, a lot of times it's those people that just want to hear themselves talk. So it's just like, ugh.
You know, and the last point I'm going to make about this, because, like, I fully feel you. Like, it's like, you know, but I do want to support one group of people, and that is the group of people who, like, complain about the wokeness. You know, what's that movie where they're in the hotel? Oh, no. Where they're in the hotel? Bad Influence. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That has a primarily, I believe, trans cast, or has trans people on the cast. I didn't actually check the roster of pronouns, but there are a lot of comments about that on there, you know, which I can understand if you want to, like, use your power to, like, further oppress a group of people. You know what I mean? I think that's a really, really good idea. And what
good
I think
for you, buddy.
Yeah, and you know, you know what I think you should do after that is you should go lay your head on a train track. You know what I mean? And then wait for the train to come and crush your skull. You know what I mean? Because that's the best way. That's the way to really, really own the lips. You know what I mean? Is by a suicide. I'm not doing it anymore. Like, I read this.
That'll teach us.
We'll be like, you know, maybe they had a point. Like those monks and shit that lit themselves on fire during Vietnam?
Yeah, you could be them.
Those guys are universally thought of as heroes. You know what I mean? So why don't you
go be in ahead, the history books.
You'll be in the history books. Maybe Rage Against the Machine will put you on an album cover. Be a hero. Light yourself on fire. Anyways, this has been great. Do we need to do recommendations?
I want to mention one thing. This is going to be a good tie-in to our little closings that we do on this. Because the thing that you guys both said on this that I fully am on board with is to meet a movie where it's at. And I want to mention this now, because now this is something that's current. Since Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey just came out on streaming, I understand that's also current. But this is current to the new Exorcist movie. People are already pre-shitting on the movie. People who haven't seen the movie.
Sure. A friend of ours, I'm not going to say his name because he's actually been on the show and he may be on it in the future.
You can mention his name, because I went on back and forth with him on Facebook. It's Derek Sheet.
and one of my favorite human beings on the planet.
We love Derek.
Yeah.
One of my favorite comedians.
We fucking adore Derek. But no, people are pre-shitting on the Exorcist movie that haven't seen it. And it's because there's a bunch of reviews out now that are from people that had their embargo lifted that are film critics. And now it has like a 23% on fucking Rotten Tomatoes, which, whatever. There's not been one Exorcist movie that's ever had a good critical reception, even in the very beginning. Even the legendary first one didn't have a good critical reception. All right. But there's people pre-shitting on it, saying it's already terrible, it's never going to live up to it, blah, blah, blah. But our editor-in-chief over at morbidlybeautiful.com, which is yet another place you can find another goddamn horror podcast, put up her review. And that's Stephanie. She fucking rules. And she put up her review over on morbidlybeautiful.com. And basically what she said is what we all subscribe to. You have to meet this movie where it's at. Because people that are already, like, comparing this to the original are out of their fucking minds. you're not going to get The Exorcist, the original. It's not going to happen.
I don't even want
it. I don't want it.
I don't want it. No. I love the original. I love the original.
Absolutely.
I've met Linda Blair twice. I mean, like, I love the original.
We don't need it again.
I just don't need it again. I mean, that was my thing about, like, listen, I don't want to get into the Halloween ends again. Right. But that was my thing about it. Everybody's like, well, I want to see, what's his name was on the show. We talked about it before. What was his name from Terrifier? Dave.
David Howard Thornton.
The other one, the guy, the producer, Steve Martin. Great. Yeah. One of the best dudes I know and everything, but he was like, yeah, I just wanted to see like a cat and mouse with Michael and what's her face. And I'm like, Lori, like how that's happened in like seven movies already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like it's literally happened in the first one. We got it in the first one. We got it in the second one. We had it in the Halloween 2018. We had it in, I mean, like we had it in Halloween Kill. I mean, we literally have had like Laurie Strode and Michael fight at the end of every movie. It's like, and everybody's like, well, that's what I want. It's like, what do they need to blow up another fucking Death Star? They blew up a Death Star in three fucking Star Wars movies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just like a point where it's just like come up with something new. And that's what they did in Halloween Ends, and it didn't work for a lot of people, including somebody on the show. But at least it wasn't like we've seen Michael do all the things. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen him.
That's
do
why
all the
Kills
things.
Is my favorite.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
He just Terminator.
Everybody.
Right. Yeah. Like, just, like, that's all we, like, you know what I mean? And so it just gets to a point where it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, why they would write that movie. Like, let's not watch Laurie Strode fucking Michael fucking Laurie's got the house and he's going to chase around the house.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you.
Also, but I have to, Ryan, it's Laurie Strode because I have to say that because Laurie Strode sounds like some chick that just like teaches Pilates. It is Laurie Strode. But no, I wanted to throw that out there because I think that Stephanie's review that she wrote about it, because she saw it right outside of Fantastic Fest. She just saw it recently at a press screening. And I think people should go to morbidlybeautiful.com. They should look at her review because her review puts it into a very good light. Also, people that listen to us will really be like into what she's saying, because what she's saying on it is to not only meet it where it's at, but also understand that this movie is something that the original is not. It's connected to the legacy of it, and it's connected somewhat to the storyline of it for sure, but it's a wildly different movie. And as soon as you stop comparing it to the original, you can fucking enjoy the movie. So definitely read her review, because like I said, it's a good review. That's one thing I like about her, is because even though it was a press screening, even though she runs a fucking horror website, even though she's, you know, this, that, and the other thing, she's not kissing the movie's ass by any means, but she's being very honest about what it is and how you should actually approach this movie. So that type of thing, I think, is important, especially when you are dealing with people like we've been talking about today. Like, the fandom that we've been talking about today has literally been, that was literally the plot of one of the killers from one of the Scream movies. Like, fucking literally is that. So, like, no, we're barking up a tree of something that Hollywood has already wanted to murder. So, like, we're in good company.
I know a lot of listeners, and I know you guys, we love horror, and we feel very similar about it. It bumped, because the horror community as a whole has been one of the best communities I've ever been a part of. And that was just a big thing that stuck out to me. That was like, this is universally hated and I do not. So,
right.
Yeah, you know what?
And
you know what?
It said a lot of good stuff about that too. I knew you'd both have more to say than just the movie. About it.
I mean, it's no ska community, you know what I mean? And specifically not the scomedy community. I mean, like the scomedy community. is fucking amazing. It's like
Scott Community is good too. That's another a good one. Those are the two, if Fishbone
fell into public domain and somebody tried to remake it and make it lazy, I'd be pretty pissed too. All right, like.
Well, I think you're a little bit of a comedian, Jonas. Anyways, check back next week. We got some cool people lined up to be interviewed and go out and love some. Go actually, you know, maybe like here, we're going to give you some homework. Go out to Shudder or someplace you can leave a review. Maybe leave a couple good reviews. You know what I mean? For an independent movie. Something that needs maybe some oomph. You know what I mean? Something that needs a little thing. Like, take care of the independents. Like, we interview a lot of independents on the show. And we've become, you know, sort of, you know, known in that community a little bit. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of really, literally every single time we turn off record and we say our goodbyes to the guests, and then we do like our after show wrap up, the three of us, we're always like, we have never not been completely stoked on who we just interviewed. Every single time we're like, that was rad, because we are dealing with like seriously some of the most like dynamic and awesome human beings that we've come across, like
just cool.
Like, you know, like we might not sometimes get the biggest like fucking billboard names and shit like that, but there hasn't been a single person that we've interviewed on this. Well, 99.999999% of the people we won't talk about that, but last one. I didn't love all their work and what they do and who they are, and it's you know, and that's been really cool. Like, that's been a really cool part of this. So they work hard to try to get a product. Art is a circuit, you know. They part of art is creating it, and part of, and then the response to it is it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to trash a movie, why don't you go ahead, maybe every so often post something about some shit you like. I know it's more fun to be a troll. I know, clearly get must
more
be
likes or whatever, which
right. And you get plenty more fucking more flies with fucking shit than you do with fucking roses. I get it. Like, you know what I mean? But the reality is at the end of the day is like, if you want this art and you want to support art and you like, go out there and support it, go over to Perpetrator. I've been telling everybody, like, go out there and like, put some fucking little fucking backspin on a fucking like on a review there. Give it 5 stars and just say, hey man, this movie's awesome. Like, it's out of control. That movie is out of control. I freaking love that movie. It's a gory freaking psychological freaking murder mess. I love it. And you know what I mean? So just like that movie. It's a, you know, and then give people a shout. Like, let these people know that there's people who are out here who like stuff. Like, this world is so geared towards that. If you could even just be one small voice to be like, nah man, I like this shit, let's do it. Just be that person. And
if you're gonna call yourself a horror fan, be a fan.
Yeah, you don't gotta like everything.
Put something into it.
Yeah,
you know, or else you're not a fan.
And this is coming from me. And this is coming from me, who's an opinionated person and a vocally opinionated person.
Never.
about a lot of things. Sometimes if you have a place to put an opinion, don't. That's it. Like, if it's not going to add anything to the world, but just the sound of your voice, sometimes it's good to just like halfway through writing your bullshit, go, you know what? Nah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, just go ahead and just like every so often, like I said, like, I'm not perfect at this. I'm not like pointing any fingers at anybody. Like, I mean, Christ, if you're friends with me on Facebook, I'm obnoxious as fuck, but like, just remember though, like, do you want to like add to the world or feed off of it? And that's just my take on the whole fucking thing. Anyways, peace out, world. We love you all. Take care of yourself. If you have any problems, we're all struggling, we need to do this together, reach out to us, reach out to somebody, be nice, Make eye contact with a houseless person. Do something good. Do something good today for somebody. All right. And take care of yourself. Self pamper. And, you know, start fires, break glass. Peace.